News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys real quickly about my friends over at ZLA Solutions. So we're talking about jobs, and I got a breaking news story I'll tell you about here in a second on jobs, too. But my friends at ZLA Solutions, they are one of the best in the state right now at putting people back to work. I mean, think about this. If you're looking for a job, they've got jobs, good paying jobs with benefits all over North Alabama. Just go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and check that out. And then, by the way, if you're an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your own workforce, well, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and they can do all the work for you. They'll do the recruiting, they'll do the drug testing, the background checks, whatever it is you need, and they will fill out the ranks of your workforce. ZLA Solutions, one of the best in the state at putting people back to work. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. So here's a breaking news story, by the way. I'm getting off my triple dipper for a second because this is kind of cool. So Amazon has just announced in the last hour, Governor Ivey has announced that Amazon is expanding its operations in Alabama with four new operational sites. You know, they have the Amazon shipping center down in Bessemer right now that survived the union attempt earlier this year. Yeah. Anyway, Amazon is opening or building three new locations, Huntsville, Montgomery, and Birmingham, creating over 900 new jobs, and 500 of those are going to be full-time positions by the end of 2021. So that's big doings, folks, and they're going to also have preparations that will make for upwards of 1,800 available seasonal jobs, you know, when the seasons increase the level of shipping. So Amazon moving its operations in force to Alabama. Now, let me just point this out, by the way. If you recall, it was just like, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, that we were being told by the business community that if we start passing laws to impact COVID vaccinations, that it could hurt business. In the meantime, they were obviously working with Amazon, and Amazon didn't back off. It's expanding its operations, creating thousands of new jobs. I think it's a win. And that's because we are a state that is job-friendly. And folks, if you want a job, they're here. Well, listen, let me go back to the triple dipper, all right? So the triple dipper for today, we already did number one, was racist roads. And currently, we're spending some time in number two. Vaccine mandate pushback legislation or litigation is everywhere. I'm just saying. Now, if you remember, just this last weekend, we talked about it yesterday, just this last weekend, The White House had its first loss in court because the all the lawsuits that are being filed, the very first one that got action was the Fifth Circuit case filed by Texas, Louisiana, and others. In the Fifth Circuit case, the judge on Saturday, which is unusual, by the way, to issue an order on Saturday, put a temporary stay, a preliminary injunction, they call that, on the enforcement of the OSHA mandate. Keep in mind, multiple versions of the mandates, right? We got the mandate that goes as to medical facilities. That comes through regulations being promulgated by CMS, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. So medical facilities are at great risk in their mandates because I believe that one's not even allowing for exemption requests. Wow. Then you got the OSHA mandate, and that's the one we just talked about with Tony Pugh. That's the one that goes as to private employers that have 100 or more employees. And then you've got the federal contractor and federal employee mandates. All right. They lost the first round. And of course, the government immediately filed a request to have the stay lifted. But as far as I know right now, there's been no order modifying that. And the preliminary injunction, my hope is, it will remain in place while they pursue the full merits of the case. In the meantime, I'm hoping to see that our own case, Alabama's in the 11th Circuit. Hoping it comes out. Here's a story off of CNBC. Yes, I went to CNBC. But CNBC, story out yesterday evening, literally says the White House on Monday is telling businesses to proceed with their vaccine mandates despite the court-ordered pause. Are you hearing that? They're basically saying, hey, folks, I know the court said you don't have to, but we want you to go ahead and do it anyway. Just proceed as you were. Pretend the court didn't exist. All right, the White House on Monday, according to CNBC, said that businesses should move forward with the requirements despite the court-ordered pause. Yes, the Fifth Circuit did put a halt to things on Saturday. Republican attorney generals in at least 26 states, that's over half of us, by the way, have challenged President Joe Biden's vaccine and testing requirements. And the Biden administration asked the court, of course, on Monday evening to lift that stay. I don't think the court's going to do it. The court said that it found cause through what it called grave statutory and constitutional concerns that caused them to jump in on a Saturday and issue a preliminary injunction. I think it stays in place. Now, I said that I was going to move into this and talk about what's this doing to our military. So I got a huge military community in my audience, all right? I know a bunch of you out there. I get your emails, your social media, and I appreciate it, by the way. Thank you. I got a bunch of you out there that say you listen to the show and you hear what's going on. In fact, I even just got an email just a moment ago, an email actually, and I'll just go ahead and say his name is Jay, and he lives up in the Shoals. Jay, I got it. Thank you so much for your compliments on the show. Jay says that he listens to this as a traveling sales guy. He's out there listening to the show while he's driving around. He says this, and I won't name his company, but he says, my company is putting me on unpaid leave next Friday and will terminate me on December 31st if I do not get vaccinated. He goes on to talk about how he listened to the show and appreciates it. He's even spoken to the Center for Law and Liberty. That's cool. He says, I think, this is what my point was in his email, though. He said, I think this is the watershed moment for all current Americans. We lose this, and all personal freedom is lost. I am so appalled that our supermajority cannot agree on a strong law to protect Alabamians. And he goes on to talk about some concerns with Richard Shelby and Mitch McConnell and others in D.C. not doing enough. All said and done, Jay, I hear it, and I agree with you. This is a watershed moment. It's not just a watershed moment for guys like Jay, who I think he said that he had been working for this company. Let me check that again real quick. Jay, how long have you been with that company? You've been with them for 30 years. He's been with them for 30 years. But because he's not gotten a shot, apparently they kept him because he's fruitful. He does a good job. Why would you keep somebody for 30 years if they don't do good work, right? Especially in sales. And now he's being let go or put on unpaid leave first. Well, folks, how's this affecting our military? You got guys like Jay in the private sector, but then we look at our military. Well, I said litigation is spreading, and it is. Here's a story off of Fox. Fox is reporting that a lawsuit was filed today, I believe. Yes. On behalf of Navy SEALs. At least 40 Navy SEALs are claiming they are being intimidated into submission by the military to get vaccinated and have filed a lawsuit seeking religious exemptions from the Department of Defense's vaccination mandate, claiming the military is infringing upon service members' First Amendment freedoms and intimidating them into getting vaccinated. Now, we've talked about this before, and in a minute, Copper, go ahead and get, if you would, get clip 5 ready, please. Clip 5, Copper, and just let me know when you got that ready. So clip 5 is the attorney for First Liberty Institute, who is filing the lawsuit today on behalf of 40 active-duty Navy SEALs and 3 Reserve SEALs, claiming that the military is violating their constitutional rights. What we are hearing right now is that the military is literally not granting religious exemptions. I mean, thanks, Copper. I see it. We'll go to it in just 1 minute. I mean, literally, what we're being told is that over and over and over again, there's a threat of non-deployability, the threat of taking out their SEAL tridents and putting people into non-deployable statuses. The fact that they have been filing for religious exemptions. Here's the part in the article. It says, despite each individual reason for religious exemption, not a single one of these 43 plaintiffs has received an approved religious accommodation request, and many have had their request denied, according to First Liberty. Unlike religious requests, some service members have been granted medical exemptions. So what we're hearing there is the military, you can't tell me that 43 guys apply for a religious exemption. And by the way, if some are reserve and some are active, that means they're not all like in the same platoon, right? They're not on the same SEAL platoon. They're not on the same SEAL team. They're kind of spread out among the force. This is a small, tight-knit force, all right? There's roughly, I understand, roughly 2,500 or so Navy SEALs on active duty at any given time. And when you start taking out chunks of them like this, it has an impact on the readiness of that special operations force. So, Copper, let's go ahead and do this. I want to hear from their attorney for a minute before we go to the break. So let's go ahead and play clip 5. Hit it.
Well, it all starts with the U.S. Constitution, right? In the First Amendment, the free exercise of religion is enshrined in our Constitution. That's part of the bedrock foundation of this country and what our country was founded upon. And guess what? Not just the U.S. Constitution, but federal law and Department of Defense regulations themselves require the Department of Defense to honor religious freedom. We have regulations right now that say that religious accommodations should be granted and shall be granted, and only in the most limited of circumstances. The government has a very, very high bar that it has to meet in order to deny a religious accommodation. But we've been told from the Pentagon, from the very highest levels, that the DOD does not intend to approve any religious accommodation requests. And to my knowledge, and I've heard this from multiple sources, not a single religious accommodation has been approved at this point. And that's insane. That can't be the case, but yet that's exactly where we are.
Folks, you cannot have an all-volunteer force being treated like this. You cannot have people who gave up their other opportunities for a livelihood to pursue a career service, many of whom have already served in war zones in defense of our nation and in others. And you cannot have an active duty military force like this, built upon an all-volunteer status, and deny them the very basics of their religious liberties and expect it to remain viable. This is a breakdown in good order and discipline for the upper-level leadership to say religious exemptions will not be allowed. And I hope, by God, I hope they take this lawsuit to the highest level, and I hope some court reads the Riot Act to Secretary of Defense Austin and the other leadership in the Department of Defense. Now, there's more about this. We're going to head to a short break right now. There's more about this, though, not just that lawsuit, but what we're also hearing is going to happen in terms of penalties being assessed to military members and what it's going to do to our readiness. I'm telling you, the litigation pushback is underway, and they're doing all they can to make it painful. All they can. Phil Williams, 3:47 p.m. right now. Lightside Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right.